This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. We bring you another fabulous show, Post Radiothon. It's filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories. Excuse me, all framed within a queer perspective and coming to you live. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona's on social media. Tass, good morning.
Good morning, Macca. Great to be here again. I can't tell you how good it is to be out of the house again.
It is. And it's not a very nice day, though. It's pretty miserable out there.
It is hideous, but it's still really nice to be out of the house.
Nice to be out and about.
You're sounding a bit froggy this morning, Macca.
I'm just wondering, I had my flu shot yesterday, whether that's...
That's a myth.
Whether that's aggravated my...
Have you had a COVID-19 test?
Not yet.
Are you considering it?
When I was at the doctor the other day in Paran, yesterday, I went past Paran Town Hall and it looked a bit busy.
Ah, I was there yesterday too, Macca. Oh, I actually decided to jump on the bike and go for a cycle.
Well, there you go.
Just to have a look. Mm. And this is at 9:30 a.m. I needed to do some exercise, so it was exercise. And there was a queue of about 15 people out the front.
Yeah, so this was around 11.
My understanding, I've spoken to the general manager who operates the clinic.
General manager?
The CEO, actually.
CEO.
The very lovely Kent Burgess.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Kent said that when they open the door in the morning, they actually have a bit of a peak.
Yep.
People think getting in early, getting it over and done with is a good thing.
Well, it is.
It actually pans down by mid-afternoon.
Okay.
Keeping in mind that they do shut it over lunch.
Yes.
Not for a lunch break, but to actually disinfect the place, clean it, and then reopen it again.
Yeah, good on them. Good on them. Well, I probably will. I want to do the drive-through test.
Oh, yes. I think the Royal Melbourne's got one of those.
Have they?
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, if a listener knows where the drive-through tests are, you message Paul.
Sorry, Mac is going to jump in there. Yes, I was at West Footscray Bunnings last weekend.
Yes.
Going to get something done there. And they have an underground car park. And in there, they had a drive-through testing unit. So very professionally set up, a couple of tents, an ambulance just in case anyone needs it.
So COVID-19 test replaces the sausage sizzle.
It does, yeah. And there was a queue. So I think like Tass was saying, there's actually quite a demand for people who want to get tested.
Well, the Victorian government has actually changed the inclusion criteria. So they're making it easier for people to now get tested. And they, in fact, want people to get tested to see if they can find what the incidence levels might be in the community that might otherwise be silent.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling at all unwell, if you have a sore throat or just feeling a bit lethargic or tired, go and get tested.
You should get it done. Now, today in the show, we've got some great guests. Senator Dean Smith will join us from WA, and we're going to talk about a few things with Dean, about JobKeeper, JobSeeker. Dean has long been an advocate for an increase in Newstart, which is now known as JobSeeker, but also how, you know, how the government is going with this. The funding is due to run out in September for the increase in Newstart, and also what the mood in the government is. And that's in our first segment, coming up shortly. In the second segment, I just want to give people a little bit of a heads up. We're going to be speaking with Dean on the Federal Parliamentary Committee, and it's Senators and House of Reps, and it's a parliamentary inquiry into the National Redress Scheme for survivors of historical child sexual abuse. If this subject causes you some concern and discomfort, please don't feel you have to listen. And reality is it might, so Beyond Blue and Lifeline, please contact them. Following that...
Or Q-Life, better.
Or Q-Life, yes, or Switchboard. Following that, Ben Bjarnson, and I'm not sure if that pronunciation is correct, he's the a Director of Domestic Violence Connect, and there's going to be an LGBTIQ Domestic Violence Day, and I think it's May 28. We want to talk to him about that. We've seen some disturbing stats around domestic violence during the week, TAS in Victoria. Victoria Police visited 2,400 locations that they had identified from past reports and other information that there was a risk of domestic violence. As a result of that, over 100 people have been remanded in custody because of domestic violence, and there's about another 100 thereabouts that are going to be the subject of other charges. That's about 8% test of locations they visited that warranted that sort of a serious...
That's extraordinary,
response.
Isn't
it's
it?
Extraordinary. Misha Ketchell, the editor of The Conversation, we've got him for a couple of segments. Really going to shoot the breeze with him on quite a few issues. And closing with Associate Professor Paul Haskell-Dowland. Now, he's the Associate Dean for Computing and Security, the School of Science at Edith Cowan University in Perth. And this is about the COVID Safe app. Does it work? How does it work? If you have an iPhone, well, you already know the answer to that. But also some of the security concerns that people have about that. So, Tass.
It's going to be a good show, Macca.
It's going to be a good show.
I want to ask you a question, though, Macca, before we continue. If there is one thing that you would like to see change in the world in which you live in as a result of this COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic, what would that be?
I think you might remember many years ago, Tass, I've just got a new number for Dean Smith, so I'm going to...
what are you cruising him?
No. I
know what you're doing, Macca.
I'm trying to tell Paul, but he's not listening. You might remember a few years ago, the RACV used to have signs on the side of the road, courtesy is catching.
Yes.
I'd like to see a return of courtesy. It seems to have disappeared from everyone's spell check and from their lives, and it's really disturbing. It manifests itself in a whole lot of ways. You know, from attacking people in the supermarket over toilet paper.
Well, funny you say that, Macca, because I happened to be in my hood during the week.
Your hood?
My hood. And I did see that there is a movement called the kindness epidemic.
Yeah.
People are trying to create a kindness epidemic.
Good idea. Now, we want to give an absolutely shameless plug to QTV, don't we, Paul?
Yeah, we do.
Because indeed, Macca.
Bill Calder does a lot of really, really hard work of editing and putting together and, you know, making it presentable for the public to view.
It's a really great series. It's now in its third iteration. It goes out on Channel 31 on a Friday evening at the prime time of 8:30.
8:30, yeah.
Wow.
And it's got a mixture of, like, historical information about places of interest and people of interest in and around Melbourne. Also some really up-to-date current stuff that's going on in and around the world. So it's
and who's the host, Paul? Who's the host?
Taz, I didn't think you were going to ask. I've been presenting it in the last couple of series with Tess Binns. We had to do a little bit of jiggery-pokery with Isolation. But yeah, gorgeous. Myself and Tess are on there. And you're right, Bill Calder, who's put the show together, has done an awful lot of work.
Yeah.
And it was entered in for a prize, actually, at the Antenna Awards
at
Channel 31. Which was a 5 years worth of programming, considering we'd only been on air for a very short period of time. It was really good. So, shameless plug, it's on 8:30 Friday night, QTV, yeah. Channel 31.
I do actually miss seeing Bill in the studio with his camera, setting it all filming us. And
of course,
he quietly goes about his work, doesn't he, Macca?
He does. Last week we were live streamed, and I'll ask Michael, we'll continue that, because actually we didn't have that many people watching.
I think there were four at one stage. That was you,
that was
me, Paul, and probably Michael.
Yeah, but that's why QTV is such a good thing, Macca.
People don't know about it.
But Macca, it means that we're going to have to get dressed up for the event.
It does not.
We turn up to do radio, not visual.
Tass, yeah. You're looking very smart this morning, though. You're dressed in
my Joy T-shirt on.
Your Joy Crew
T-shirt. Hey, just a quick little shout-out to some of our listeners, Macca. We do love hearing from you, and we love your feedback. Melina 317, keep it coming.
And Melina, Tass was supposed to respond to the lovely email.
I didn't get around to it.
Too busy sitting at home in his dressing gown.
I have not been.
A bit of a snap back.
What I was going to say then, but is people want to see what we look like in the studio. The good thing about QTV is that it actually is filmed at the Joy Studio. So you can see Macca and Tass and Fiona and probably the back of my head.
Yeah.
Doing what we do in the studio. So it's a good place to try and find out what actually goes on.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.